on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome to the Thursday edition of the Victorian Form Preview. We're racing at Hamilton today. The rail is true. It is the soft five. Mark Hunter finding us all the winners there. And we'll also be racing at Pakenham tonight, where Harry White will be finding us the winners this evening. But it's good to say hello to Mark Hunter. How are you, Mark?
Hey, Michael. Good, thank you.
It's good. You get through the bull unscathed?
I don't know. I'd have to look up the definition of unscathed. I'm not sure I quite made it that way, but I'm just thinking next year I'm going to take my birth certificate with me just to remind myself how old I am.
Don't do that. You've got to have some fun. What do we make of this Hamilton meeting today? Gee, there's a fair few short-priced favourites.
Yeah, look, there's, I was just looking through before for my value selection. There's hardly any value through the day, and a couple of those shorties, they're probably my top picks, but I wouldn't be putting my last on them. I'm hoping we can back the first winner, and then we might have to be careful after that.
All right, let's get the cash early. And that is race one, which jumps at 1 o'clock. It's over 2,200. Take out the four and the six. The favourite here is Distress Signal at 3.20. Billy Fernando is at $3.40. And Kiev Prince is at $5 with Left Right Good Night at $5 as well. So who are you backing in the first?
I'm backing Distress Signal. I think it's the best bet of the day. It's had the two runs back from a spell. I think all this horse wants to do is stay. Now, it was okay at Mildura, went to Geelong and basically was just never put into the race. It was back. There was a big traffic jam. It had nowhere to go. It was picking its way through the field and was really strong over the line. Now, Dean Holland jumps on today. I mean, it's a weak race. There's 10 runners. Inside's been a bit off here lately at Hamilton, so I think the race sets up perfectly here for Distress Signal to win. To beat number five, Kiev Prince. Kiev Prince was in the same race up at Mildura. Went no good, but I do think it's a bit of soft track horse. It was a much better run down at the Bull. Just has to run the distance, that's the query. Nine, Billy Fernando is a very basic horse, but it's going to be up on the speed out of trouble. And 11, Left Right Good Night, who I follow this horse. It's shown a bit of ability, this horse, but it's got some hope. I'm just worried the end of the 2,200 might find it out. I really think number one, Distress Signal, will just be too strong. Just work into the race, get to the outside and win. 1-5-9-11.
1-5-9-11. Distress Signal, the best of the day in the first, currently 3.20. Race number two at Hamilton is a maiden over 1,400. Take out 13. Tom's Shout is the $1.85 favourite. Bengal Bandit also in the market at $2.25. And then it's $16 plus the rest, Mark.
Yeah, one of the two has to win. Look, I'll tip number six, Tom's Shout. Its debut was behind the Cisco's Kid. It's worked out to be a pretty fair form race. It draws wide. It needs a bit of luck early. It should be suited 1,400 metres. If it can just find a spot and not do too much work and bring up an early double for the jock. To beat number one, Bengal Bandit. I thought trialled just fair going into that Ballarat run. It was very short. It wasn't a strong field and it was a basic run. Now, maybe it's fitter. It gets a good run here and the lack of depth is obviously the danger. Take your pick after that. Four, Rocket Owen has been going okay without raving, and five, Sumo, who was okay last time but draws wide. It's a two-horse race. There's just no value in the race. Six from one, then four and five.
Six from one, four and five in the second. Race number three at Hamilton today, and these are short price favourites, which is the, I suppose, theory of the day, or the theme of the day, I should say. And we've got a $1.90 favourite in this race. It's a 1,200-metre maiden. No scratchings. Perfect Zed is the favourite. $1.90. Galoitis is at $4. Mighty Gangas is at $7.50. And then you're out to $10 the rest. So another odds-on favourite here. Which way are you going in the third?
You know, this one's poison odds, Perfect Zed. It's a pretty limited horse. I'm going to go with number one here, Galoitis, who haven't seen trials since January. It's in a good little stable, Ricky Broom. They just produce, year after year, they've produced a decent horse. And I think this one showed enough back in January to say that it can kick off its career with a win here. To beat number four, Pragmatic, who got beaten nearly 18 lengths on debut at Terang, which reads badly. But Terang's the sort of track, if you get in the wrong spot, it can make you look like a very bad horse. So it just got back three wide, had no hope. So I'm forgiving of that run. Number nine, Perfect Zed. Oh, I suppose it might win. It's had a few tries. It doesn't find anything under pressure. It's got some chance. And five, Rubo, whose form is basic, but a recent trial was much better. I would expect a much better showing than what we've seen here first up. I think number one can run well. I'll go 1, 4, 9, and 5.
1, 4, 9, and 5 in the third at Hamilton. Race number four, over 1,200 metres, take out 5 and 11. Capito is the $1.85 favourite. Ketom is at $5.50. Red Mick, $8. And then we're down to Vondaloon at $8 here as well. Are you with the favourite or are you looking for a bit of value? It's had 20 starts yet to win and 7 placings. It's $1.85, Capito.
That shows you what kind of race this one is. I've tipped them in that favourite order, 1, 4, 8, 12. I could not possibly back Capito at the odds. It comes out of a race at Mildura where it ran okay. There was no depth to that race. As you say, it's at the 20 starts. It might break through today, but good luck at the odds. To beat number four, Ketom. Ketom got too far back there at Narra Court. It's pretty hard to make ground and picked its way through the field and ran an okay. The 1,200 should suit this horse. 8, Red Mick. Trialled okay without raving. Couldn't find a weaker race first up. And 12, Vondaloon, who's, I guess, has shown some glimpses of ability, has got stump chance. Just a race here. You couldn't possibly be confident. I'll go 1, 4, 8 and 12.
1, 4, 8 and 12 in the fourth at Hamilton. First leg of the quaddie, race 5, a benchmark 64 over 1,200. Take out 3 and 7. Siren Rock now is the even money favourite. Night Guy, $2.80. And then we're down to $6 plus the field. So, again, the market and the punters have got this down to pretty much a race in two.
Yeah, them are two for the quaddie, 1 and 5, so nothing clever there. I'll tip number 5, Siren Rock. Just think it's got more upside. It was a terrific maiden win down at Warrnambool over 1,400 metres. Then it went to Flemington behind Milton Park, and the race just wasn't run to suit. It was in the wrong spot. The race wasn't run to suit. It's trialled quite well here for this race. It's going to be back inside. The leader's drawn one, so Siren Rock will be quickly down to rail and just needing luck to get clear at the right time. But I think it's the most progressive horse in the race, and if it gets the brakes, it can win. To beat number one, Night Guy. Bit hit and miss Night Guy with its form. I thought a recent trial was good enough to say it's going to run well fresh and it's going to have clear galloping air. Four Noble Rocks is one of the leaders. It's honest. It'll go forward, give you a sight. And Two Olatunji is the other leader. Again, it'll go forward, give you a sight. I just think Siren Rock and Night Guy are better horses. One of the two will win. I'm going 5, 1, 4 and 2.
5, 1, 4 and 2, but just the 5 and the 1 in the first leg of the quaddie. Race 6 is 2,200 metres, a benchmark 58. In this race, take out 6. Trolleyed is the favourite, $1.85 for Andrew Bobham. Nama Dude, $4. Olympic Spirit, $4.60. Who are you with here?
With Trolleyed, take it one out the quaddie. It's ex-Busted and Young, came across to Andrew Bobham, and it's just been so consistent since joining this stable. It's a much, much better wet track. It hasn't caught that sort of ground too often for this stable and still racing really well. I think it will go forward, little time between runs, but go forward here, control the race. And if it holds its form, it should be winning. To beat number 4, Nama Dude. Been a bit disappointing as a horse, Nama Dude. It showed good ability early in its career. Been a while since a win, but has got a chance this grade. 3, Olympic Spirit. Comes out of a harder race last time. It went average, but this is easier. And 2, All About Attitude, who wasn't disgraced first up in an unsuitable race. Might need one more run, but wouldn't be shocked to see it improve. I think Trolley will win. It's one out in the quaddie. 1, 4, 3 and 2.
1, 4, 3 and 2 in race number 6 at Hamilton. Race number 7 is a 58 over 1,400. Take out 2, 7, 10, 16 and 12. Favourite here is Sensation from the Price Kent Junior Stable at $3. Thanasi is at $4.80. Rudy Rude, $5.50. And a Fighting Fury at $9, Mark.
Yeah, it should win this favourite, number 4, Sensation. It's a horse that I don't think runs a mile, and that was evident again last time. It's had a little break. It's back to 1,400 metres. It meets a weak field. It's in the right spot here, drawn to just be coming to the outside and finishing over the top of moderate horses. I think get the job done here to beat number 8, Rudy Rude, who's had a couple back from a spell, just beaten by CRS last time. It's got a chance. One of Fighting Fury. It's Greg Girella a long time ago. Found its way north, lost its way. Back here for Andrew Bobbin. Was given a searching trial there recently. Trialled okay, and the stable can certainly get them going. And 12, Bambolina, resuming. It's hit and miss. It doesn't win often, but it's one of those horses that bobs up every now and again. 4, looks beautifully placed here. 4, I'll go 4, 8, 1 and 12.
4, 8, 1 and 12 in race 7. And the last of 8, a 58 over 1,100. Take out 1, 6 and 11. Sunburnt is the even money favourite. Norbu, $3.70. Grassmere Miss at $8, and then in down to $9.50 Star Finder. It could be a reasonably skinny quaddie here, Mark. How do we come home?
Look, Sunburn's the one to beat. It's probably it's a horse that should never run even money, but just, again, a lack of opposition. It got the job done last time in a similar race. It's got a little 2 kilo claim here. And at least it's honest, it's going well. It won last time, so it deserves to be the one to beat again. To beat number two, Starfinder, who didn't fire their last start. That was in a benchmark 64. This is much, much easier. Could easily improve. The value horse I've ended up coming up with for the day, not my top pick, but number 12, Zizi You Later. Look, I back it every campaign. It doesn't win out of turn. It needs wet, so if the rain comes during the day, that'd be perfect. If they're running on down the outside, if it was wet and running on, it's got a terrific winning chance. And in fourth pick, number 5, Norbu, who's had a couple of runs back. It hasn't found a lot under pressure. It's got some chance in a race like this. 3-1 to beat. If the rain comes, watch out for 12. 3-2, 12 and 5.
3-2, 12 and 5. And that 12 is currently $21 and $4.20. ZZ, You Later. So with these shorties, how do we construct the day, Mark?
Well, the best will go race 1, number 1, Distress Signal. The value will go race 8, number 12, ZZ, You Later. The quaddie, first leg 1 and 5, Night Guy, Siren Rock, into number 1, Trolley, 1 out. Third leg will go 1, 3, 4, 7, 12 and 20. And come home with 2, 3, 5 and 12. And the player of the day is going to try a three-legged all up here, all for a win. Race 1, number 1, Distress Signal. Race 3, number 1, Golly Otis. And race 6, number 1, Trolleyed.
Oh, I like it. Now, is there anything else around Australia that you like in the next couple of days?
I like Sweet Carolina. Michael, race 2, I think it is, at Flemington. Race 2, about number 2 there for the Corsons team. I think the big track and the mile, hopefully not too wet, that track Saturday, which it never is. I thought Sweet Carolina could get the job done.
She's around about $4.80, which is good. Now, the all-important weekend footy tips. Gee, this is a big weekend for the Doggies taking on Port in Adelaide. What are your thoughts?
They've got a really hard 6 weeks, the Doggies. They've just got to hang on for 6 weeks and then they'll be okay. Port Adelaide? Yeah, I don't know. They're pretty hard to beat over there. Having said that, we have beaten them a couple of times, so I'll sit on the fence again and say it's going to be a tough game.
Would you take the minus or the plus 5.5, Doggies?
No. I've given up betting on the Doggies games. I get them wrong all the time. I eventually have to give up.
Your boy showed his guts and determination, just like you did at the Bull to get through the game last week. Will he be back tonight on the weekend?
He's been winning as much as me the last couple of days. he's touch and go. He's keen to play. It would be a pretty quick turnaround, but he'll be doing everything he can to play. So I'd say he's still a 50-50.
Mm. Good luck to Lockie. Good luck to you over the weekend, Mark.
Thank you.
Mark Hunter with all his selections for today's meeting at Hamilton. Quick break. Harry White looking at Pakenham. He's up next.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. Harry White looking at Pakenham tonight on the synthetic. Rail is true. Good morning, H. How are you?
Good morning, Michael. I'm fantastic. How are you?
Very well. What do you make of the synthetic meeting at Pakenham this evening?
Not bad. Definitely more interested in the quaddy legs than the first half of the card.
Okay. Well, we can still try and find a winner. Let's get into that first half of the card. And we kick off the first race at Pakenham this evening, which starts at 5:30. So it's a little bit of an early start this evening. It's over the 1,000 metres. Repeal is the favourite, $2.70. Jonty, a first starter from the Warren Crongold stable at $3. Spirit of Giving, $3.60. And then we're out to $5.50. Kamano, who do you like in the first?
I thought Repeal ran more than well enough first up over the trip at Hillside. It was a stronger maiden. He looked like he got checked by a passing runner in the straight and lost a bit of momentum. I just think fitter from that, winkers on, this is clearly a more modest maiden and one that I think he can be winning. The Crongold first starter, Jonty in for second. Both jump outs have been solid. There looks to be ability there. Number 4, Spirit of Giving, has jumped out really well leading into this prep. The form around him from last prep is good. I just don't want to see him get too far back in the run. And number 1, Kamano, resuming for a new stable with a handful of gear changes, goes in as next best. 7-3-4-1.
7-3, 4-1 in the first at Pakenham. The second is over 1,100 metres. Takeout 3 and 4. Distant Lover is the $1.65 favourite. Pretty short for Peter Moody. Pure Harmony, $4.20. Magic Drummer, first starter at $5. Are you with the shorty here?
Yeah, there's no value in it, obviously, but I think it's pretty hard to tip against Distant Lover after last start's effort at Track and Trip. Was narrowly second. That horse and the winner had panels on the rest of them. She's even fitter now. The debutantes have looked okay, but haven't jumped off the page. So five goes on top. Speaking of debutantes, number one, Magic Drum, was the pick of the first starters. He goes in for second. Jump outs have been sound enough. Pure Harmony is another one that has jumped out okay. Her latest effort was in a heat containing Handy Horses. Take your pick for fourth. I went with Power Stone. 5-1, 9-8.
5-1, 9-8. Race two at Pakenham. Race number three, 1,400 metre maiden. We can take out three. Star of Leon is the odds on favourite here. $1.95. Tipperary Lass, $4. Tavergen at $5.50. They're the only runners under double figure odds.
I am siding with number 11, Tavergen. She's resuming for a new stable. I really liked her most recent trial at Cranbourne. Made good ground under seemingly no effort. Concede she hasn't shown a stack come race day to date, but there have been a few excuses thrown around for a couple of those runs. Change of environment and tinkering with her gear might have done her the world of good. Star of Leon, the obvious danger, the market reflects that. He was rolled as a $1.50 favourite here over the mile, did have his chance there. Back in trip, blinkers off, visors on. Those factors should help his chances. And then stablemates Gold VIP and Tipperary Lass I have in as next best. 11-4, 2-12.
11-4, 2-12. Race 3 at Pakenham. Race number 4 is a maiden over 1,200 metres. In this race, there are no scratchings. And the favourite is Mugshot, $2.40. Mottram, $2.70. And then you're out to $5.50. Never More Poised.
To put it nicely, this is not an appealing race, but someone has to win. Number 10, Special Treats, has had a couple of soft jump outs leading into this prep, and there have been glimpses of ability throughout her 10-start career. Those said glimpses would be good enough for this. I'm putting that horse on top. Mugshot was wide and keen last run. Forgiving of that effort two runs prior when he rode the speed was solid. Pacifiers on. Send him forward. He'll get every chance. Mottram, I don't really know why his favourite, but can't knock because he probably wouldn't surprise in a race like this. Average trial leading into this prep. He'll go forward. He gets every chance. And Never More Poise can only improve on what he did on debut here a few weeks back. 10-3, 2-4.
10-3, 2-4. And the fourth first leg of the quaddy is a 64, I should say, over 1,200 metres. Take out 9 and 11. O'Short is one of the shortest favourites. J Carr in the saddle for Warren and Krongold, $1.80 after a good run in town last start. Sir Warwick, $5.50. Sprit of Gold, $8. So is this a skinny start to the quaddie?
I want to put a few in. I've got, how do you say it? Hang on a second. O'Short. There we go. I've got the Google Translator on to pronounce it properly.
What does it mean?
It means hot water. The horse was called
Hot
Water.
We did this last time, yes, hot water.
Yeah, I tipped it first up, and I thought it ran really well, chasing a leader at Caulfield, who set a fast speed. Curran, who ultimately won that race, has subsequently run second to Ayrton, which obviously reads well. Fitter now, tongue tie on, back in grade, Jamie Carr riding are all positives. I was hoping we could get even money because I think it's the best bet of the day, but $1.80 is probably not unreasonable. Two ahead of three, She Sensational is a Track and Trip specialist and probably leads. Number 10, Feeling Good at a price going in my quaddy. She always improves second up. Best efforts are good enough for this. All stardom was poor last go, negates top weight with a claimer riding and can improve. Just not sure he runs out a strong 1,200. Two looks like a pretty good thing ahead of 3, 10 and 1.
Two, maybe a good thing in the first leg of the quaddie. Race number six is over the 1,100 metres. Take out 10. Martini Special is the favourite here. First up for Jerome Hunter, $3.80. Dance to Dubai, $4. Wild Rover, $4.40. Award winner, $5. Tallbreck is at $6. So there's a few given a chance in this race. And Sam Freeman, he was pretty buoyant about Award winner when I spoke to him a little earlier.
Well, El Preco Debbie's been saying this award winner, he's been saying, get this on the synthetic, it'll absolutely fly. So we've taken her advice, and win, lose, or draw. If she wins, it's great. If she loses, I can still is the fact that I don't say you're wrong. So, but I think she should be very close.
All right, Debbie's pretty confident. Award winner on the synth, though. It's a flying machine. What do you think?
I think it's a tough race. I'm going with Torbrick, resuming with blinkers off. Jump outs have been solid. Won a maiden first up over the trip last prep before a narrow third to pole and then Grand Slam at his next start. He'll go forward, park just behind the leader. I think it's a nice race for him. Martini Specials jumped out nicely, ran second to Ayrton in that heat. Was a good in her first prep, get some weight relief with a claimer. The market likes her. Dance to Dubai, has good form from last prep and stronger races. Just wonder if she'll be more effective over slightly further with some race fitness. And award winner, ran well first up at Geelong. And if Debbie's with the horse, my confidence is heightened. 1-4-8-7.
1-4-8-7 in the first or the second leg of the quaddy. Race number 7 is a 64 over 1400. Take out 1-4-11-13-16. Wright and Rose, $2.90 favourite for Peter Moody. Kermie at $4. Renaissance at $5.50. Top three in the market.
The top two are the only ones I want, Michael. I'm with Kermie, though. Was a dominant maiden winner at track and trip last start. I think we should stick with him because his maiden form prior is fantastic behind good horses. I can see there's a little bit more depth, bit of a tricky draw, but I've got him on top with even luck. Wright and Rose won well enough on debut at Maui. He's fitter and better from the experience. The market certainly thinks he can measure up. Outside of those two, Renaissance is chasing a hat-trick. It's hard to knock winning form. Bella Amore won a maiden nicely first up at the track. Should appreciate the extra furlong. 6-3-7-10.
6-3-7-10. And the second last and the last jumps at 9 o'clock tonight. It's a 64 over 1600. Take out 6-13-14-15-16. Hell Chamois is the $4 favourite. Tides of Jupiter, $5. Gracias Amigo, $6.50. And She's a Sniper at $8. So how do we finish the Pakenham program?
With Gracias Amigo, for me, gap between runs, but has trialled satisfactorily in the interim. Synthetic is probably the query. Just needs to utilise that low draw and not get too far back. Prior form's good for this. Number 7, Tides of Jupiter, beat all bar subsequent winner Running Cloud at track and trip last start in a similar race. Loves the synthetic, is proven over the trip. Just don't love how far back he'll get. Hell Chamois, another synthetic specialist. That's a tongue twister. Maps for the run of the race. Gets every chance to win. And Divine Rule, headed here rather than Geelong tomorrow. Been racing well since a maiden win. 3 back. Might appreciate dropping back from 2,000 metres. 1-7-4-9.
1-7-4-9 in the last. Okay, so confidence levels on the Pakenham meeting this evening. Where do we go for the play of the day?
Yeah, pretty confident. Best bet, race 5, number 2, Orshore Day. Hot water gets us the money. Value in the last. Race 8, number 1, Gracias Amigo. Quaddy, first leg 2-3-10. Second leg 1-4-7-8. Trim up the third leg with numbers 3 and 6. Last leg 1-4-7-9-11. Play of the day, you guessed it, Michael. Michael Poy, Jockey Challenge, $5.50.
$5.50? That's a good price in the Jockey Challenge.
I think that it is over the odds for sure, and I've done my little calculations, and I like that.
All right, we'll follow you in. Empoy, Jockey Challenge today or this evening at Pakenham, $5. Good on you, H. Good luck.
Thanks, Michael.